When I was growing up, I never remember anyone telling me that you would just wake up one day as an adult tired and that you would just be tired from then on. Does anyone else feel like that? I mean, I can't be the only one. Is it just part of growing up? Is it an effect of the fast-paced world we're living in? Is it kids? Is it new dogs? What is it? Are we just attempting to do and be too much all of the time? Either way, joining me now to answer all those questions and to hopefully give us some tips and tricks is GP Dr. Dearon O'Leary. Good morning, Dearon. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Yeah, a lot of truth in what you said there, you know, about the tiredness thing. It's such a common complaint. And one of the most common causes is just having so many things on, modern world, so busy. And I think we're expecting more and more of ourselves. So that's definitely one of the big causes of tiredness, you know, that I see. Definitely, you know, it's the mental load that, you know, particularly, you know, moms, parents, that they have, you know, that psychological stress can really, really cause a physical stress or, you know, a real feeling of tiredness. When we think of like any medical condition or any symptom, it's always good to look at it from the biopsychosocial way, model of health. So like biological reasons that you might be tired, you know, low iron or even high iron can cause tiredness as well. Under or overactive thyroid, celiac disease. So those are like the biological conditions that might cause tiredness. Then the psychological, like we talked about, like the mental load, taking on a lot, modern world, you know, having your main job, your side gig, your family, your friends, all of those things. And then, you know, the social stressors like, you know, your work commitments and things like that. So it can very much be multifactorial, all of these reasons for tiredness.
A lot of reasons. Can we start with sleep and just how can we improve that?
Yeah, it's a foundation stone really of our physical and mental health is sleep. So the cardinal rule of getting a good night's sleep is having a routine. So getting up in the same time in the morning and going to bed at the same time every night as much as possible. And that includes the weekends as well. Unfortunately, cutting back on caffeine, avoiding caffeine, you know, tea, coffee, decaf tea even, and decaf coffee as well, and look out for, you know, Diet Coke as well, green tea, they all have caffeine in them. Avoid those about 8 to 10 hours before going to bed. If you're not sleeping well, then things like blackout blinds and having a cold or kind of 17 degrees is the recommended temperature, a well-ventilated, cool, dark room to go to sleep at night. You know, some people like an eye mask as well. I think that the main thing is the routine. Morning and evening, same bedtime, same wake up time every day as much as possible.
Okay. That's something that we can fix. What about our diet then? Because that affects our level of tiredness as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, again, all of the sensible things, you know, but like avoiding sugary foods, you know, getting in our fruit, our veg, avoiding processed foods, you know, if we're the more processed foods we're eating, that's not good for the ultra processed food isn't good for our gut health, isn't good for our brain health, isn't good for our energy, isn't good for our sleep. You know, so I mean, we all know the basics, like hydration as well. Being dehydrated will make you feel really tired. So, you know, the guideline is about 2.5 liters of water a day. You can get that as well from food and fruit and veg. Staying hydrated is important for your, you know, your mental focus, for your energy levels, and trying as best we can to avoid those ultra processed foods as well.
Okay. Now, they do say exercise is good, but I mean, that's the last thing I want to do when I'm tired. But it is the thing to do, isn't it? And regular exercise.
Absolutely. And it can feel like the last thing you want to do, but taking that first step outside, you know, once you're out, you know, particularly if you're going out for like a 15-minute walk, like even if it's at lunchtime during work, you will feel better for it. You know, exercise is so beneficial for our physical, our mental health. You'll never feel bad after going for a walk. You'll always feel refreshed, have a clearer mind. It'll help your sleep as well. When we get some exercise, it helps you to sleep better. When you get outdoors as well, getting outdoors is good for your, you know, for your blood pressure, for your mental health, and it helps your sleep as well. And overall, it actually will improve energy levels. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic or anything extraordinary. I'm just in from a walk now myself, you know, just getting out, getting fresh air, you know, getting the morning light. It's refreshing, and it does help your sleep and will improve energy levels sustainably over time.
Okay, we just got a text in, says, "Hi Jen, what's the tolerance on getting up and going to bed at the same time? As in, can I sleep in for an hour on the weekend, or will that make me feel like crap if it's out of my routine?"
So scientifically speaking, the advice is to keep the routine even at the weekends. Now, look, I don't know. I think very few people really do that. But as soon as you disrupt that sleep cycle and that pattern, you will start to notice that you will feel, you know, more tired the next day if you've gone to bed later or if you get up later. Very strictly speaking, it's even through the weekends, keeping that routine. Now, look.
Stop saying that, Darren. Stop ruining everyone's weekend.
No, I was going to say that's not compatible with real life, okay? Because people have jobs, commitments. You want to go out on a Saturday night and enjoy your life. You have to enjoy your life after the weekend. People do night shift work as well. You know, they're listening to this thinking, you know, forget it, I can't do that. So that's the science piece, but the real world piece is different. And it's all just about, I suppose, knowing the information and trying to stick to it as much as you can, but you have to live as well, of course.
And if you're doing all these things, and if there is something more underlying, you know, if there is a condition there, how do you know that? Should you monitor your sleep and how much you're getting? And if you're trying all these things, you know, how do you know if there's something more serious going on physically?
Well, definitely, you know, check in with your GP. You know, tiredness is an important symptom to discuss with your GP or practice nurse. And a lot of medical conditions, like the biological conditions we were talking about at the start, they are so easily detected by a very simple blood test done by your GP. So we can detect, you know, low iron, as I said, or high iron, a condition called hemochromatosis, very common in Ireland. We can check for celiac disease, thyroid disease, for type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Those are all very easily detected on a simple blood test. So if you do feel unnaturally tired or exhausted, you know, do, like, one of the earlier things to do would be to link in with your GP or practice nurse, just to make sure that there's nothing physical like that underlying, okay, or like a low B12 or something, you know, and they can be very easily be checked.
Okay, good to know. And finally, does the moon affect us in tiredness? We had a book moon there. I think it's for the whole month of August, but full moons, and I was convinced it affected my sleep.
Yeah, you know, there are some studies that actually do show that the moon does affect us. It affects our sleep and our behaviour, and it will affect some people more than others. And there is actually literature that backs this up. And, you know, sometimes I talk about this on social media, and there's a huge influx of people. You know, teachers will say that they notice a difference in their students in school, or emergency workers will say they notice a difference in the patterns of what they're dealing with when there is a full moon, you know. So those are, you know, anecdotal pieces, but there is actually science that backs it up, that it can affect our behaviour and our sleep. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting stuff. It is real. Oh, fine. I'm right about something. listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. There we go. That is Dr. Darren O'Leary, and we're just chatting about tiredness. I think we're all feeling it today as well. Fatigue. It's so, so common, but Darren had some great tips to tackle it and what you should do if you think it is more serious. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.